Sydney Campbell is the Raptor Program Manager at the American Bald Eagle Foundation. She's talking to Zilla, a Lanner-Saker hybrid falcon who's perched comfortably on her gloved hand. Campbell is exercising with Zilla in one of the foundation's brand new aviaries. They're an upgrade 3 years in the making. The Bald Eagle Foundation completed construction in mid-December. Fish and Game gave them the green light for the birds to move into their new homes at the end of the month.
So when this facility was built, there wasn't a super great understanding of what it is that birds needed to really thrive in their spaces.
Campbell says they've learned a lot since then. She credits her predecessor, Leah Minch, with big changes, including a crucial pre-development grant from the nonprofit Foraker Group. When Minch left, it was up to Campbell to fundraise. She says crowdfunding paid for most of the $70,000 project.
The spaces are much larger. They're much brighter. They have areas that are not roofed so that the weather can come in. Birds can choose to spend time in the snow or the rain or the sunshine. And they can also choose to spend time outside of it. Ultimately, the biggest goal for us was to give birds more choices.
The old enclosures were too small and didn't let enough light in. But they're hanging on to them. They'll get an update. The foundation is adding skylights and taking out some interior walls, so there's more space. Inside the aviary, Campbell can stand up straight. She taps a perch and Zilla flies to it. It's easy to watch them through the open net walls. Natural sunlight comes in through a transparent roof. The Department of Fish and Game may have signed off on the aviaries, but the real test is what the birds think. Do they like it?
Oh, yeah. Zilla mostly just has way more space. She can actually fly. She can do some longer flights. She can move around. There's just a big difference, I think, in all of them. Everyone seems a lot happier.
Zilla cleans her beak. That's the sign she's done working for the day. In Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.